sink for safety.
Gabriel Knopfner, Rosh Hashiva Shari Torah, Pasha Zeus Chanukah, Pasha the Kates.
Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. Today's Kriyas HaTorah, and hence it's Mekubel, Klal Yisrael, to call the last day Chanukah Zois Chanukah. Actually, before I go on to what I want to see, I'd like to perhaps be omid, give a little bit of a shot. The piutim, which one of the rare things that the certain piutim, which were be'etzem accepted in all Tfutzos Yisrael, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, not, is the piutim of Mois Tzur. I don't think it's 100% clear who the Mechaber was, this Ramotcha, who he was, but he was Zeicher that the piutim Mois Tzur is being sung all over the place, all over the world. It's known by Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Hasidim, all kinds. The piyut, which is focused around Chanukah, is Yevonim. Yevonim nikbetzu alai, azai bimei chashmanim. So let's maybe try and analyze the words. Uforzu choymois migdolai, v'timu kol hashmanim. So the Poshita interpretation of Uforzu choymois migdolai refers to the Beis HaMikdash. They came in and they broke down, or they were pirates, the walls of Migdolai, of the Beis HaMikdash. The Timu Kol HaShmanim, and they were metame the oil, the various Shmanim, Kol HaShmanim. Uminoisa Kankanim, Nasa Neis Lashon Shanim, from what was left over, Neis Lashon Shanim, Nevino Yimei Shmoy Lekov V'Shiru Nonim. Yeah. So, from the second half, it seems that basically he's focused on what the Braisa tells us in Shabbos. What was the ness of Chanukah? That all the oils in the Beis HaMikdash became Tomei. They found one Pach Echot Shel Shemen, V'choysoma Shel Kohen Gadol. And from that, there was a ness. It burnt eight days. But as an introduction, he says, Uforzu choymois migdolai. Uforzu choymois migdolai. More accurately, it's described in the Mishnah in Midas, where the Mishnah says that there was a certain choymo which was called Soireg, and the Soireg had in it 13 cracks or 13 protoits, which Malchi Yomon managed to do to that wall. And that's what maybe is referring to a false Chaimus Migdolai. But the Pele is that the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, so the Rambam starts off and he says, Kishemolchu Yovon, in Bai Sheni, when Yovon were in control, they were the rulers, Gozru Gzeiros al Yisrael, many Gzeiros, Ubitlu Dosom, ולא הניחו מויסם להסיק בתויר ובמצווס, פושטו יודם בממוינום, they control their money, ובנויסיהם and their daughters, ונכנסו להיכול ופוסו בוי פרוצויס ותימו את הארץ. So the פורסו חיימס מגדולאי was only one of a list. פורסו חיימס was only one of a list of Tzoros and Gzeros and Velochtum pressures which the Malchus Yovon inflicted at the time on Klal Yisrael. So why did this Rebotcha in his Yevonim Nikbet Olai, why did he select just the one who Forzuchem is Migdolai as leaving out all the various Gzeros that there was? Yeah. And Bechalal, if he's focused on, as I say, the continuation, but basically the Ness of the Shemen, V'timu kol ha'shmanim, u'minoysa kankanim na'asoneis l'shishanim, so why Bechalal mentioned the Ufor Tzuchoyim Es Migdolai? It's not really relevant. The Ikka, the main thing is, was that famous Ness of the oil burning for eight days. So I'd like to suggest maybe a pshat in what is the kavona of this Python in the way he says it. What was the focus of the milchoma which the Yevonim led against Klal Yisrael? There's a Gemara in Makkos where the Gemara says, Omar Ove, Kamo Tipshoye Shah Insha, how stupid are these people, the Kaima Mikame Sefer Torah. They stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, when a Sefer Torah comes past, they are Mechaba Sefer Torah, V'loi Kaima Mikame Gavra Rabba, and they don't bother to be Mechabad, a Gavra Rabba Talmud Chochem. They're mechabed the Sefer Torah. They've got the sensitivity. They've got the hergush of kovod haTorah. But when it comes to Talmud Chochem, they don't bother to get up. So Rava says, how stupid are these people? De'ilu, in the Sefer Torah it says, arboim yakenu. Parsha in the Sefer Torah says, when somebody's over a lav in the Torah, so he gets 40 makas. V'osu rabbonon. And Rabbonon came and reduced it from 40 to 39. So Krova, therefore, these people are stupid, Tipshoim, that they stand up in front of a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up in front of a Talmud Chochem. What's the connection to the 40 and the 39 to bring out the Tipshus of these people? So Maral gives a wonderful explanation. So the Maral, that what's the psychology of these people? How did Rava assess their mentality, the way they think? They want to be Mechaber Torah, whereas they stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, so they have this push and the sensitivity of Kovod HaTorah. Why don't they stand up in front of a Talmud Chochem? Because in their eyes, a Talmud Chochem is not Torah. A Talmud Chochem is somebody who's learned Torah. A Talmud Chochem is somebody who studied Torah. A Talmud Chochem is somebody who knows Torah. In his mind, he has Chochmas HaTorah. But that doesn't mean that he's a Torah. If somebody studies Lehavdil, if somebody studies mathematics, that doesn't mean that he becomes a triangle, that he himself becomes something to do with mathematics. If somebody lectures in biology or on physics, it doesn't mean that he himself becomes oxygen or hydrogen or the chves, whatever. That's part of his intellect. He's intellectually, he's connected to these subjects. So these people look at the Talmud Chochem, okay, it's not stammer subjects, it's Taka Torah, but it's not. He himself doesn't become Torah. He himself is somebody who knows Torah. Zogt Rava, that there's a basic Torah here. if it's possible that there's a mefurash pasuk in the Torah which says arboim yakenu, and Chazal HaGdoshim have got the koyach to change an arboim yakenu to 39, so his loshen is the maral. Torah mefaresh as Torah. Torah has got the power to explain or to interpret what the pasuk means. But anything less than Torah can't have any control over mefurish pasuk. So if Chazal HaKadoshim have got this koyach to reduce 40 to 39, that proves that a proper Talmud Chochem who learns Torah in the right way is not just a person who knows Torah, but he himself becomes like a shtick Torah. He becomes a shtick Torah, and therefore kamotip shoa hana insha that the mechabad a sefer Torah, and they don't realize that a gavra rabbi is also a sefer Torah. A gavra rabbi is a shtick Torah, and that's the proof to that is that they can be mefarish or mefurish a pasuk, change, transform a pasuk from 40 to 39. This concept that Klal Yisrael have got this Torah HaKadosha and they've got the Yecholus to adapt themselves to Torah, that they themselves become a superior Bria, they themselves become a Shtik Torah, that was something that the Yevonim could not swallow. That was something which was against their whole philosophy. Chochmas Yevonis, yes, intellect and studying subjects and all that, that's something which they took. But it should have a shaychus to the person, and it should be a type of a superior type of chochmah which can elevate the loim de'a Torah to become themselves a shtik Torah. That's something which they could not swallow. There's a lashon of a Yerushalmi. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Ache Elisha ben Avuyo, Rebbe of Rav Meir, and we know that he was Yotzel Tarbus Ro. He went out to Tarbus Ro, and the Gemara lists a number of Manda Omrim. What was his problem? What brought about his Yotzel Tarbus Ro? So there's various opinions there. One opinion states in the Gemara, Zemer Yevoni Hoyonoyshe Mechikoi. So the literal translation is, he used to sing Greek songs, Zemer Yevoni, that's what we heard. So he had the shaykhs to these Goyisha songs, and that brought about his downfall, Zemer Yevoni. Yerushalmi there mentioned in Chagiga that the children of Ache came to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, came to Rebbe, and they started saying to Rebbe, Habet el Toirosoi v'al Tabet el Masov. Why does it bother you how he conducts his life? Oh, but he's a massive Talmud Chochem. He's a massive Talmud Chochem. He's mastered chunks of Torah. Habit of Torah also be mechabedin for his Torah, and don't worry about whether he's mekayim mitzvahs the way one should, or he doesn't, or he's not mekayim mitzvahs. That's the Zemer Yevoni. That was the shitta of the Yevonim. That was the shitta of the Yevonim to separate head and from the person, chochmas haroish and the person. That was Zemer Yevoni Habit of Torah. And therefore the Yevonim could not swallow that there's a concept of a type of Chochma El Yoino Azevi Torah, which is not just the Chochma Soroish, but it's something that's able to transform a Loim De'a Torah himself into a Shtik Torah. That's something which they couldn't swallow. And that's what they were fought against. That's what they were loichem against, and that's why it's brought down in the Sforim Magdoshim that the main focus of the Melchoma, of the Gzeiros of the Yevonim, was against Torah Shebaal Peh. Why Torah Shebaal Peh? Because the Emes says that in the Medrash Tanchuma, Shteit HaMedrash Hazei, and think that the Yesoid is what the Medrash is referring to. Medrash states, as we've got two parshias in the Torah, in Krishna. This is the first parsha and the second parsha. First parsha, it says, V'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levovcho, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol me'oidecho. In the second parsha, V'hoyim Shemaya, it says, v'chol it doesn't say v'chol me'oidchem. So shteit medrash in Tanchuma parsha Noach that the first parsha is speaking about Torah Shebal Peh. The second parsha is referring to Torah Shebiksav. So the medrash why? When Klal Yisrael were mekabel Nasa v'nishma in at the time of Matan Torah, so then afterwards it says, oh, but nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam kofa aleihem har kigigis, had to be kofa on them har kigigis. So the Medrash says, why? If they're ready mirtzeinom, from their own free will, they were mekayim, they were mekabel on Torah. So what was the purpose of the kofa aleihem har kigigis? So Medrash Tanchuma, Klal Yisrael were ready to accept Torah Shebiksav. Because Torah Shebiksav, one doesn't need to invest all the omol and yegiyah, which is needed, which is required to have a shaykh as Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav, even if you're not oyhev es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levovoy, u'b'chol nafshoy, u'b'chol ma'idoy, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, it's enough for Torah Shebiksav. For Torah Shebal Peh, ein odom loimdo elo. It needs omol, it needs yegia, and therefore, if there's any barrier between the loimed haTorah and kevyachol Ribbono Shel Olam, if you wouldn't be oyev es HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect, sai b'chol levovoy, sai b'chol nafshei, sai b'chol me'odoy, and there is some kind of a barrier, chatzitza, you'll never be able to have a shaychus to Torah Shebal Peh. Zokt, the Medrash Tanchuma, the first parasha in the Torah is speaking about Torah Shebal Peh. But how do we know? That's what he said. How do we know that it's speaking about Torah Shebal Peh? Because the pasuk carries on. It uses the word shinantom, the word shinun, literally translated means sharp. Shinun is sharp. Shinuna, yeah. So the Medrash says, "Ezu Talmud shetzorich shinun," which of the two? That means Talmud, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. Which one requires shinun? It's Torah Shebal Peh, it's Shinun. What's Shinun? V'shinantom levonecho. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, what does v'shinantom levonecho mean? It should be sharp by you. She'im yish'olcho odom dovo, somebody asks you, able to straight away answer him with a sharp kite. Yeah? Al tegam game, elo emoloi miyad. That's v'shinantom levonecho. The Gemara adds the following words: "Shiyu hadvorim mechudodim beficho." Shinanto means that it should be mechudodim beficho, means sharp, crystal clear, beficho. Yeah. What's the word mechudodim? Mechudodim means translated sharp, right? If you speak about a knife, whether it's a sharp knife. In the Lashon of a Gemara, it's called, if it's a sakin chad. Chad means, it's sharp. It's sharp. Maral says, amoyle di gezach. So the Maral, why is the word sharp, when you speak about a knife, l'moshon, a sharp knife, we say a sakin chad, why is the expression chad? Where does the word chad come from? So the Maral, that if the knife is not sharp, then what happens? So let's say you've got a chunk of meat and you try to cut it with a knife which is not sharp. So it's megamgim. It jumps to one side, it jumps to another side. Why? Because there's a resistance of the dovo hanechtach of the thing which needs to be cut to the kli which is trying to cut it. So there's a resistance here, so therefore it's not getting through. When is a knife able to slice a piece of meat through? It's sharp. Why? Because then it's chad. Then the dovah hanechtach where you're cutting and the knife with which you're cutting joins up, it becomes achet, they unite, and it slices it through. So the literal shoyrish of the word chad being sharp, the etzem comes from the word of misachet. It joins up, and there's no resistance, so it goes all the way through. Zong Chazal, if you want to master Torah Shebal Peh, if you want to have a Shaychus, a Torah Shebal Peh properly, it's got to be Mechudodim. You've got to be Misached with the Torah Shebal Peh. It'll only work if there's no area of resistance between the Loimed HaTorah and the Torah which he's learning. The Shaychus should be Misached. Then he becomes one with the Torah, that's the Talmud Shetorah, then you can have a Shaychus the Torah Shebal Peh, and then it produces the desired result, which is that Talmud Chochem himself becomes a Shtik Torah. That's the Mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what Rava said, if they don't recognize, if they don't realize that this is the Mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh, then they've got no Shaychus to it. Elamai, the fact that Chazal have got the koyach, that's the mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol halevavcha b'chol nafcha b'chol me'oidecha. Amor digzach, we come back still to what I said beforehand, but divinely, let's mention this. Finished off the Kriyas HaTorah today, b'haloyscho es haneiruiz, el mul p'nei amnoiro helo neiruizel. So, Rashi brings, ki yudua from Chazal, what's the connection of Baalois Resareiris to the end of Parshas Nosoi? Loma Mismacho, Parshas Menoiro, to the Parsha of the Nesiim, because Aaron had Chalishas Adas. Lefi Shero Aaron, that the Nesiim were all participating in Chanukas HaMizbeach. All the Nesiim brought their korbanos. V'loi hoy o loy hu, v'loi shiftoi, part of the Chanukah. See, at Chalisha Sadas, he was despondent, he was upset. And Ribbono Shel Olam said to him, don't worry, Shelcho, G'doy lo Mishalohem, Sh'ato, Madlik, U'meti V'saneiris. And there's a whole Arichus in the Ramban. Why was Punk the Menorah, the compensation, why was that selected as a compensation to Aaron? What happened to all the other various avodas which Aaron HaKohen did in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Ramban tries to work out in which way. The Nesiim, the korbanos of the Nesiim, carried with it something unusual and something special. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim which says, Kivyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Bosi el Gani achoisi kalo. It's referring to the time of Chanukah Samishkon. And it says in the middle of that posuk, Ochalti yari im divshi. Yari im divshi. What's yari im divshi? Yeah. Yoro is dvash, it's a honeycomb. What is the normal mahalach? You take out the dvash, which is edible, and we discard the psoilus, which is the oris of the dvash, the psoilus is not. Ribbono Shel Olam gives an exclamation, Ochalti yari im divshi. I consumed not only the dvash, but I accepted and I consumed the oris dvash as well. As horoi lechoil ve'esheino roi lechoil. Zokrashi. It refers to the korbanos of the Nesiim. And the korbanos of the Nesiim, we find that the Nesiim brought things which normally are not acceptable. They brought a keteiros. You can't bring a keteiros nedova. You can't bring your own keteiros nedova. You can't bring it. They brought a chatos. There's no chatos nedova. And yet each one of the Nesiim brought Ketores and Ribbono Shel Olam was mekabel it. Ribbono Shel Olam accepted it. So Krashi Meroiv Chibo Pshat. The Nesiim, when it came to Hanukkah Samishkon, the Nesiim were overwhelmed with an unusual measure of Ahavo. Ahavo, which the Gemara always describes, how do you measure Ahavo? Ahavo mekalkeles es ashuro. If somebody is overtaken with a level of Ahavo which defies logic, doesn't give any mocking for any logical cheshbonos, that's a proper Brenner diga Ahavo. It's an Ahavo with a Brenner, Ahavo is lavas. And they were so overcome with this Ahavo that they, from their own accord, they felt that the only way that they can express this Ahavo is not only by bringing regular korbanos, but bringing a ketores, bringing a chatos. And what pushed them and what inspired them was this overwhelming Ahavo which they had. And Ribbono Shel Olam responded accordingly. Kamayim hafonim lefonim, they came with this unbelievable measure of Ahavo, and Ribbono Shel Olam accepted it. The Chalishas Hadas of Aaron HaKohen was, he was also chalishing for opportunity to be able to express such a level of Ahavo like the Nesiim expressed. And he didn't have the opportunity, he had Chalishas Hadas. The Ribbono Shel Olam said to him, I'm going to give you something which Seder and Keseder is a display, is a demonstration of Ahava Mekalkeles Es Ashura. What is it? Hadlokas Menoira. Shteit in Rishonim. The Hadlokas Menoira Be'emes represented Torah Shebal Peh in Klal Yisrael. Kinei Mitzvah V'Torah Oir is the whole Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh in Klal Yisrael. The whole hashpah of Torah Shebal Peh and Klal Yisrael emanated from the menorah, from the light of the menorah. Shemen is chokhmah. Shemen, horoy shemen zayis b'cholim is yitzapel chokhmah. It's chokhmah. So the be'emes, the avoider of the kohen, gadol, who was madlik the menorah, is be'etzim was to bring the koyach hashpah of Torah Shebal Peh into Klal Yisrael. Obviously, that could only be given over to somebody who qualifies to belong to these G'doylei Ador, who themselves are Shtikl Torah. And if the Tanchuma says, it's not shaykh to get to that, unless you oyhev es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levovoi, b'chol nafshoi, b'chol me'odoi, that means to be a master of Torah Shebal Peh, that's the biggest demonstration of an Ahava Mekalkeles Es Ashura, which is Shaykh. So Ribbono Shel Olam said to Aaron, don't worry, I'm going to give you an opportunity which is continuously an expression, a demonstration of Ahava Mekalkeles Ashura. That's Torah Shebal Peh. The Yevonim were fighting against this. That's what they were fighting against. And they wanted to know how they're going to destroy this. How they're going to destroy it. So they came up with a plan. The Timu Kol Hashmanim. All the shemen which was going to be used for the menorah, the Timu Kol Hashmanim. Bemis. We know there's a halacha as Tumah Hutzro B'Tzibur. In the Tzibur Diga Avoida, if what needs to be brought is not available but Tahara, you can bring it Batuma. So Bemis. The Yevonim knew that as well. That even if they're going to be Matame the Shmanim, if they've got no greater, so they'll use Shemen Tomei for Adlokas Menoira. Shemen, that's what they wanted. They didn't mind that the Menoira will be lit with Shemen, but they wanted it, not Shemen Zay Zoch, they wanted Shemen Tomei. If it's burning Shemen Tomei, then the normal Hashpoah of Torah Shebal Peh, which Torah has on the Loim De'ah Torah, is not any more pure. It's not anymore pure, it's already mixed with tumah. It's mixed with tumah, it'll never have the desired toitzor to produce those talmidei chachomim who can become a chelek of Torah, who are able to reduce 40 to 39. It'll never produce such talmidei chachomim. And that was their plan. The timu kol hashmanim. Baruch Hashem, Ribono shel Olam made an es, one pach of shemen, which everybody knew was pure, was untouched, they had no shlita on it, and from that, the menorah continued burning 8 days. Gemara says, someone push a tight choice now, the piyut. The Gemara says, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, ani choymo, v'shodai kemigdolois. Pasuk Shir Hashirim. So the Gemara in Bava Basra beginning teaches this pasuk. Ani choymo, choymo zu toira. Choymo is toira. Toira is megin, okay, so that's toira. V'shodai kemigdolois, elu talmidei chachomim. The migdolois, literally translated, is a watchtower. It's a watchtower, a migdol. Talmidei Chachomim, who've got this koyach to see further than just the present matzav. No. Have this koyach to see further as the koyach from Chachomim. So that can be realized. Elu talmidei Chachomim are the manhigei adoyr. Manhigei adoyr. Says Ramotcha, the Baal Apaiten, he's not speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. He's speaking, his whole focus is about Torah Shebaal Peh. Yevonim nikbetzu alai, azai bimei chashmanim. Uforzu choymois migdolai, it's not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, like I said, the Rambam lists a whole load of other Torahs that was there. Uforzu choymois migdolai is referring to the Shodak migdolais, to the Talmidei Chachomim. They started battering the Choymois Migdolai. Choymois is the Torah. Choymois Migdolai, the Talmidei Chachomim that are produced from the Torah. That's what they stood up against, to force to Choymois Migdolai. And how did they do that? The Timu Kol Hashmanim. They went and they were Metame Kol Hashmanim because they wanted that the Torah Shebaal Peh in Klal Yisrael should not have its normal zgula, it's not have its normal koyach, its normal power to build up the Talmidei Chachomim the way. Who are Sheshanim? So the Mephoshim say one of the names, one of the titles given to Klal Yisrael, Sheshanim ben Achoichim Sheshanim. The Emma says there's a Rashi in Tehillim on the Posuk, Lamnatseach al Sheshanim livnei Koirach Mizmoir. So Rashi says, Lichvoid Talmidei Chachomim, this capital is what was this Yaseit. Talmidei Chachomim Noim Kesheshanim, they're beautiful like Sheshanim, like roses. Verakim Kesheshanim, they're delicate, they're edel, they're midas, they're hanhogas, are like Sheshanim. Umartivim Masim Toivim Kesheshanim, and they radiate a fragrance of Masim Tovim like Sheshanim. So, Histos, why is a Talmud Chochem compared to a Sheshano? Because the Talmud Chochem is the Talmud Chochem who's refined Al Yedei the Torah in his Midas. The Talmud Chochem is the elevated Bria who becomes a Shtik Torah himself. His thinking is Torah, his Hanhoge is Torah, every Tznua, every movement of his is Torah. Das ist Sheshanim. Und wir sagen, Kankanim, we were left over with one pach of pure Shemen Zayis. And Nas on Nes, the Nes was to retain the Sheshanim in Klal Yisrael. B'nei Vino, Yimei Shemen, Yekobo, Mashir, Anonim. That is the Taich, I think, a possible Taich in this piyut of the Yevonim, which be'etzem, it doesn't leave out, no faket, it encompasses and focuses the main problem, the main melchoma, and the main ness which Klal Yisrael had with the melchoma with the Yevonim. I'm always a little bit intrigued. The last, but I'm it's a Mishnah in Megillah. Why do we line the Nesiim on Chanukah? Why is the Kriya Satoya of the Nesiim? So the tool brings a psikta, because the Melechus HaMishkon was finished on Chof HaKislev. Chof HaKislev. And Bemis, that's when the Chanukah HaMishkon should have taken place. But Ribbono Shel Olam, for his cheshbonos, decided to postpone it to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Chodesh Nissan, together with Leidas Yitzchok, whatever the cheshbon was. So because it was finished, Chof HaKislev, and when it came to Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Nesiim were makriv. We line the parsha of Nesiim on Chanukah. It's difficult to understand. I mean, the Nesiim lemaisa were makriv only in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There was no hakrovas Nesiim on the days of Chanukah. So, just because they could have been makriv, but effectively they weren't. So, what's the shaychus of the korbanos of the Nesiim, the kriyas haTorah to Chanukah? But, like we said beforehand, the Nesiim were overtaken with a tremendous hisoiris of Ahava, which expressed itself in the actual korbanos which they brought. And the Ramban tells us that the Torah chazes over the parasha of the Nesiim 12 times over. Each Nasi, even the psukim are identical. It doesn't say Bayom Vayhi Amakri Bayom Rishon Nachshem and Aminodov, and then V'chein Reuven b'yom hasheni, or v'chein Yisachar b'yom hasheni, and that chaz is over. Why? Because each one came his own hisoyrus, his own hispilus, his own avo mekalkelus as ashura, and the Torah wanted to be mechabed each one separately. Made on the Torah marich givein. Yeah. When was that inspiration switched on? When was that Avo Mekalkeles Ashura switched on? It was switched on already Chof Hei B'Kislev. Because Chof Hei B'Kislev, they were ready to come. In fact, Shtetuch in Chazal, that when Klal Yisrael saw that the Mishkan is not being put up, they became a little bit despondent. Efshe, we're chalishing for it, Efshe, we're not rowing for it. So that Hisoyerus, which expressed, to us, it was revealed on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But Be'emes, it was switched already now. So Be'emes, the Zman, which actually ignited all the Nesiim to that level of Avo, and to that level of Hisoyerus, it belongs to Chof Hei B'Kislev. That's why it's appropriate to line the parasha of Nesiim already on the Yemei Chanukah. Hisoyerus is normally something that the Meshech Hazman cools off. Very often a person has moments of inspiration, and the Meshech Hazman, it cools off. But here we see a Dovah Pella, that it got switched on Chof Hei Kislev, and it didn't cool down even a Mashahu till a few months later, till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It carries with it an extra Zagula. The Hisoyerus of the Yemei Chanukah carries with the Exodus Gula. So how do we fear is today the Kriyas HaTorah? Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach B'yoyim Hi Moshach Oisoy. And a couple of psukim later, Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach Acharei Hi Moshach Oisoy. Acharei means remote, means removed a little bit. The Hisoyerus of Chanukah carries with a unique Zgula, that if you hold on to it, you can hold on to it for a long time. It doesn't cool off straight away. And therefore, if we understand what's licked in the Yemei Chanukah, what's licked in the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh, and the Zgulas of Torah Shebal Peh, so our tefillah is that it should be Nizkayim Ba'as, that the Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach, B'yoyim Yimosh HaChoysei, and it should accompany us, Achrei Yimosh HaChoysei as well. Amen.